Sanbonani egameni lomfeli wethu Jesu Kristu.
Good morning in the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
Igama lami nguNozipho Lucky Mazibuko, ngiqhamuka endaweni yaseStenga eDoringkop.
My name is Nozipho Mazibuko from Doringkop, neStenga.
Ngiyabonga ngaleli thuba lokumalana ngikhulume ngokuthi uNkulunkulu ngisusephi njengoba namhlanje ngimi kule ndawo.
It is such a privilege for me to stand here, relate to you where I come from. It is just through the Lord's grace.
Njengoba usho umbhalo uthi onuNkulunkulu unendodana, onendodana unobufakazi.
As the scripture says, he who has the Son has the Father and has a testimony.
Kunomoya ongihlasele ekhuleni kwami, abazali bami bangithatha bangise inyangeni, bangisa kubathandazi. Inyanga beyifike zithi nginedlozi lendoda.
I grew up being troubled by an evil spirit and my parents took me to different mediums and yangas to try and help me. And then it was said, I have got the spirit of a man in me.
Kwahlatshwa imbuzi ngagqoka iphandla kwenzela ukusizwa lempilo yami engaqondakali kodwa kukho kwasizayo.
Sacrificial goats were slaughtered. I was wearing different skins, but seemingly all to no avail.
Lo moya obuphila kimi kahle kahle lo moya uhlukene kathathu.
Now this spirit that was living in me was threefold.
Khona umoya wokuba inkonkoni.
There is the spirit of being a homosexual.
Inkonkoni ngikhuluma nami ngento engiye ngizwe kuthi umuntu odalwa ozalwa enobulili obili obesilisa nobesifazane kodwa akuyona into enginesiqiniseko sayo.
Of which I hear that you are born with it, that you have got these two traits within you of a male and female, but which I am not convinced of whether that is so.
Owesibili ubtabane intombazane ethi ithandana nabafana iphinde ithandane namantombazane.
And then it is second form of sexuality of a girl that loves a boy and at the same time also loves a girl.
Lokho kokubizwa ngokuthi lo muntu uyitomboy,
which is referred to as a tomboy.
Bese kuba khona umoya wesithathu wobungqingili.
And then there is a third part of it, which is blatant homosexuality.
Ubungqingili intombazane ezenza indoda ithandane namanye amantombazane.
That pertains to a girl who actually performs the part of a male with other girls.
Ubungqingili-ke umoya ebengiphila ngaphansi kwawo kusukela ngina 9 years.
And since the age of 9, I was under the spirit of the homosexuality.
Lo moya uqala kwawo ngina 9 years bengithanda ukudlala imidlalo yabafana, ngithanda nokugqoka amabhlukwe abafana.
At the age of 9 years, I started loving to play around with boys and also wearing boys' clothing.
Amabanga aphansi ngawafundela esikoleni etshela abantu ngithanda ukudlala nezingane zabafana ngithanda nokulwa.
I attended etshela abantu school and I loved playing with boys and also fighting.
Abazali bami abazange beyithande nezimpilo yami ongangokuba ubaba waze wafaka umthetho ekhaya wathi akayifuni intombazane egqoka ibhlukwe.
My parents disapproved of the life that I was living, and to such an extent that he made a law that no girl may wear or dress in pants.
Kodwa lokho kwaba inzondo kumina, ubaba ngaba nokumzonda ngoba ngangibona engathi ubulala ilungelo lami ngoba ngangizizwa sengumuntu wesilisa.
This aggravated hatred in me towards my father because I thought that he is taking away my right of living out what I feel within me.
Amabanga phezulu ngawafundela esikoleni eShekembula ila engaqala khona ngabhemi luzi ngabhemi insangu ngabhemi utshwala ngalwa nabafana sibanga amantombazana.
And there at high school then I started smoking dacha and was involved in with young men and fighting and warring it out.
Abazali bami abazange beze beyithande neze impilo yami lokho kwangenza ukuthi ngize ngithathe isinqumo sokuthi ngiyalishiya ikhaya.
My parents never approved the life that I was living and therefore I decided to bunguka, run away from home.
Ngahamba ngayohlala komalume nakhona komalume umalume wafike wangayithanda impilo yami ngashiya komalume ngayosungula iqembu lamantombazane ngawadayisisa ngemzimba.
And then I went to live with my uncle. My uncle was not happy with my life that I was living and then I left him as well and then started my own club or group where we started with the trade industry.
Lamantombazane mayidayisa ngomzimba mina ngidayisi ngomzimba kuthenga elinye ilanga ngise stenga eDukuza Tavern ngiphuza kwaqhamuka iqembu labafana bangishaya bacishe bangibulala.
And I didn't sell my body but the girls used to do that and it led to one day we in Stanger I met up with a group of boys and they really beat me up.
Angazi kwakwenzakale kanjani kanti abafana bangishaya nje noma wami ongizalayo usestenga uyena wafike wangilamulela wathi ingane yami lekade yabhunguka ekhaya.
And it was so bad they beat me up to such an extent that I had to so to say wear nappies. My mom came to my assistance and she just saved me in that situation.
Ngahamba ngabuyela lapho ebengihlala khona udadewabo kama wafika wangifuna wangithola wangitholela umsebenzi eKFC ngaqala ngasebenza eKentucky.
And then my aunt looked me up and found me and tried to get me a job and where I worked then at KFC.
Uma ngisebenza eKFC ngaqala nakhona angiphuzi ngibuya ngokuzolala ngiyantshontsha. Ngagcina ngoluza umsebenzi ngasebenza iminyaka emibili nohafu ngalahlekelwa umsebenzi.
I worked there but then started to be unfaithful, even stealing monies and so on, and eventually after 2.5 years I lost my job.
Ngithema ngilahlekelwa umsebenzi sekumele ngibuyele ekhaya kwashona ugogo wami umakababa wami kwafika umele phethe iphepha lokuthi umuzi ushiye nami. Kwavele kwabanhlangazimuka nomoya ngahamba ngayohlala kulomuzi ugogo angishiyele wona.
And then my granny on my dad's side, she passed away and then the lawyer came and the will was read and the house had been made out to me so then I could live in that home.
Ngahlala kulomuzi mangihlala kulomuzi ngaqala ngadayisa iwunga. Uma ngidayisa iwunga ngaqala ngaba nomona ngaba nenzondo ngabulala ngasebenzisa imithi benginomgexo obuhlala la kumina lo mgexo ubungitshela ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani ngempilo yami njengomuntu odayisa ama drugs.
There I lived and started trading in wunga and I also made use of a necklace that I was wearing.
Bengiboshwa kakhulu kodwa ukubosha kwami bekungithokozisa ngoba ejeli la bengenza khona imali kakhulu iwunga ejeli u50 rand kanti ngaphandle u20 rand futhi mina bengiyintombazane la sithenge bishushumbisa ama drugs iwafaka ngaphakathi ejeli.
Well, I was arrested. I didn't complain about being arrested because while in jail my business would really thrive. Instead of asking 20 rand for a wunga I would get 50 rand, so I was so to say the go between supplying the inmates with wunga.
Iwunga ngiyidayise iminyaka u7 ngayibhema iminyaka u6.
I was traded in 7 years wunga and then 6 years I also smoked it.
Ukubhema kwami kwangenza ngagcina sengilala emgwaqweni sengidla emgqomeni nalapho ngase ngibhema ne rock khona la isteng.
And then this caused me just to live a life on the streets. I lived out of the bins, and this was my lifestyle. Eventually, I also made use of rock.
Umama wezwa ngale ndawo wathanda uma ukuba ngizelana kodwa ngamelana nokuthi ngihlale kule ndawo ngabuyela ekhaya kodwa kwathi ngelinye ilanga kwafika izwi kumina lathi hamba kwasiza abantu.
My mother heard of this place, then she tried to bring me here. I was a bit stubborn, I didn't want to go, and I just went back to my home. But one day a voice spoke to me and said, go to Sizabantu.
Mangifika la ekhaya ngathathwa ngayise emseni ngafike ngangavuma ukuba ngivume izono zami ngoba ngangitho anti bathanda indaba.
And then I was taken up at Mseni Care Center. I didn't want to confess my sin because I said the counselors, they just wish to hear stories.
Kodwa khona usuku lapho ugogukhwela owafika intshumayelo yakhe yathinta inhliziyo yami ngahamba ngayozilahla ngathi nami ngiyafisa ukushintsha impilo yami mina ngiphila impilo yobungqingili yokuthandana namantombazana amanye ngicela uNkulunkulu angisize angihlanze.
But one day Mrs. Kwela came and she brought a word and it struck me and I went for counseling and said that I am just a lesbian living this sort of life and exposed my heart.
Futhi ngibulela ingane zabantu ngidayisela iwunga nabantu ngibabulele nemithi ngisebenzisile uNkulunkulu ngenza kanjani angithethelele wathi umama lithi lizwi ozivuma zishiye uyakuba isidalwa esisha.
And then I confessed to her that I have been causing the downfall of the lives of so many people and even killing people through witchcraft. How can I ever receive pardon and forgiveness for this? And Mama Kwela said, there is forgiveness. The Bible says, he who confesses and forsakes will receive pardon.
Ngezwa kusuka umthwalo emahlombe ami mangabe ngivuma isono sobungqingili ngoba kunzima ukuzenza umuntu wesilisa.
After confessing the sin of being a lesbian, I felt a load being lifted. Because this life of living as a man is very oppressive.
Kade uJesu ngangimamukela ematendeni abashumi abafundisi befika ngasekhaya bemisa amatende bethi amukelana uJesu ngimamukela kodwa ngalo lolo suku ngithole sengibhema ugwayi kodwa kwala ekhaya kwenza umehluko empilweni yami ngathi hawu kanti ngiyisona esibi kanjena ngiphambanisa iqiniso likaNkulunkulu ngizenza indoda uNkulunkulu ebengidale ngaba umuntu wesifazane.
Often I had visited tent campaigns, I had surrendered my life to Christ, but on the same day I would go back to my drugs again. But when I came here, I experienced a liberation, a freedom, and I experienced a newness coming into my life.
Ngaqala ngezwa into manje mangenza into kukhona into engitshelayo ethi lokho kwenzayo kuwrong sengikwazi ukuhlukanisa kunomoya kunento eyayikhuluma kumina izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi lokho akumele ukwenze njengamanje sekufanele uqale ugqoke kanjena impilo yakho manje ayihambe ngalolu hlobo.
And suddenly I was aware of a voice speaking to me, warning me, reprimanding me, this is not right, don't do like this. Don't dress like this. Something which I had never known before.
Ngathola ithuba lokuthi ngibuyele ngasekhaya kubo bonke abantu engibonile nengibafundisiwe unga nebengiphila nabo sizenza abafana nabo ngiyoxolisa nakuma wami nobaba wami okuyibona engibaphathe kabi kulomhlaba.
And then I felt the need to return back home to be reconciled with my parents. I had called them such problems and pain, and also to the other people with whom I had sinned and lived this dirty life. And I went back to the community where I had harmed people and was reconciled to them.
kwathi noma abangani bami befika kodwa ngangibatshela ngithi uNkulunkulu akasangivumeli ngenze lokho.
And even when my friends came, I answered them, God forbids me to continue with this life.
Akekho wayilwisana nami kodwa bonke babekwenza imbuqo bethi hayi cha mkhulu lo uNkulunkulu wakho.
There was an awareness, amazement, people responding and saying, your God is truly great.
Sengiya ngasemaphethelweni kunezwe lihlala njalo libusa inhliziyo yami uJobe 5:8 elithi bengiya kumfuna uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu bengiya kubeka indaba yami.
And as I come to a close, I wish to also tap a word out of Job chapter 5 verse 8. If I would have known God, I would have gone to him where to find him, and I would have told him all my suffering and trials.
Angizehluleli kodwa ngazi ukuthi ngabe ngupi. Abazali bami basebezamile bemoshi imali kodwa la ekhaya bakhipha ngeshi cent. uNkulunkulu owehlela kule ndawo wayisiza impilo yami.
So it was not from my part to make a fair judgment. It was God as me unworthy. I was not worthy of receiving any mercy, but God in his grace through his children at this place revealed himself and my life could be totally changed.
Intando kaNkulunkulu yenzekile empilweni yami.
God's will has been performed in my life.
Ngiyambonga ubaba umfundisi.
And I thank Reverend Stegan.
Ngiyabonga uAuntie Ncama noAuntie Mkhulu.
Thank you to the Auntie Ncama and Auntie Mkhulu.
Bafana neingelosi kumina, ngisho ukuthi bayizingelosi kodwa kumina bafana neingelosi ezathunywa uNkulunkulu wayithumela eGomora naseSodoma. Ukuba ziya kungikhipha ngikhuphukele entabeni entabeni engenalusizi entabeni engenakulamba enokuthula nobukhona bukaNkulunkulu.
I don't say they are angels, but to me they were the angels sent by God to save me out of a life of Sodom and Gomorrah and to drag me to the mountain top to a place of rest and refuge where there is no hunger and no pain.
Namhlanje ngisekhwapheni.
Today I feel myself under wings.
Angifisi ukuyiluza le ndawo empilweni yami.
I do not wish to lose this place for my life.
Isinqumo engisinqumayo ngila epulpiti ngiyafisa ngoNkulunkulu ukuthi ngihlale kule ndawo ngize kufele kuyo.
And my request to the Lord is that I wish to remain at this place where I am.
Ngimkhonze uNkulunkulu uJesu Kristu yena yedwa wabethelwe esiphambanweni wathwala izono zami.
That I serve the Lord. Him who died on the cross for me and carried the load, the burden of my sin. To tell people that what is impossible with man is possible with God. Even today, I have got the opportunity to help here, helping at the switchboard. Let me just touch on something. I was incarcerated, jailed for quite a long time. And eventually I also became acquainted with this gang number called 26.
Angazi bantu abasha nihleka amandla kaNkuluNkulu noma nibhuqa mina uqobo engisizwe uNkuluNkulu.
Now young people, I don't know, do you want to mock me or are you mocking that God helped me? if you laugh.
Kunento ebulala ulusha ikakhulukazi abantu besilisa ulimi lwasejele.
There's something that really brings your life great damage, and that is the tongue or the language or the slang of the jail.
Omalume benu bayaboshwa bephume belikhulume lolulimi nilithathe nulwenze olweni ulimi lasejele luyiculo lika Satan.
Your uncles maybe come out of prison, they speak a language, you take it up. This is the language and the tongue of Satan.
Ngicela ukuthi nginicobelele kafishane ngolimi lwasejele.
Let me expound a bit on this language of prison.
USathane ngolimi lwasejele uziveza emuhle ukuthi uma ulandela yena yonke into yakho izoqonda ebefisa ukushonisa phansi ubukwe yizwe.
Satan appeals to you and represents his type of language of the prison. And by that wants to promise you great things, but by that he is enslaving you and burdening you, and your life gets dragged into the pits.
Empeleni ulimi lwasejele ngiyaxolisa kodwa ngicela ningivumele ningikhulume ngalendlela ngoba ngikhuluma nani kakhulu bobhuti namantombazana azenza abafana. Uthi uqala ubhema ugwayi ingoba usuke usunale nkanuko yolimi lwasejele ukuthi wena uyisazi imithetho.
Now let me warn you, you who tend to like this tongue, this language, this way of speaking of the jail, and even you girls who make yourselves men, Satan, it's his tongue, it's his language.
Empeleni ulimi lasejele luthi nakanye nakanjani lithi yebo cha.
Because this language, Satan uses it and it's contradictory. It's a yes and a no at the same time.
Ufika kuvezela okuhle kodwa egcineni kube okubi ngoba mawuthi uyabheka ngizocaphuna izinto ezine ezenziwa uSathane edlala ngezimpilo zabasha yingakho bethanda kanje ukukhuluma inombolo.
And that's why the Satan makes this, and there are traits that become obvious and reveal themselves through your life because you like even the numbers that are mentioned of the different gangs in the prison, and it's appealing to you.
Ngicela ningivumele ngilibeke nalulimi lasejele kunezinto ezu-4. Ufika athi uma usuwazi inombolo uthi uSathane senhlonipho athi imashi athi imbilikijisi athi indabuko lezi zinto zowu-4 imashi isho ukuhamba kwakho imbilikijisi isho ukugqoka kwakho indabuko isho ikhaya lakho kodwa kuhamba kuhambe uqale uma usuwazi inombolo wazi ukuthi wena fanele ubheme ama-drugs okokuqala ama-drugs akhipha inhlonipho usuke usenza yona inombolo. Okwesibili ama-drugs indlela ogqoka ngayo awuyithandi ulale emgwaqweni awugezi. Okwesithathu imashi ukuhamba kwakho indlela ohamba ngayo ungena emzini abantu uyaqekeza ushiya abantu bekhala. Okokugcina ikhaya awuthandi ukuhlala ekhaya uma ususemadrugsini ulala kubangani ulala etaladini. Kungabe kuseyikhona yini lokho othi uma wamukela inombolo uSathane akukhohlise ngakho na?
Now, if you accept this number, it has an effect on your life. It affects your walk, it affects your talk, it affects your lifestyle. You don't like to live at home anymore, you love the street life, and you are in a grip of these things because you have associated yourself with it and you are now oppressed or even possessed by it.
Umuntu osejele athi ugqoma intaba enezimhlophe ugqoma kanjani intaba enezihlophe usethunzine elimnyama ngaphakathi ejele.
You speak of living on maybe on a lovely white hill. You don't know it is a black darkness that you are living in. It is just a hoax, these words. that are portrayed by Satan.
Okubhlungu kakhulu sengigcina izwe lakithi lifile.
What is very painful for me, our country is suffering, it is sick.
Kuthiwe ingane ayifundiswe ngocansi.
Now it is proclaimed that children and small children should have informed sex education.
Bashanthule nthini uhulumeni ethatha isiphiwo senu enaphuma naze eyiswini zomabeni esidicilela phansi kwake kwahlangana inimfundo nokonakala.
Young people, what do you say? You came out of the womb, you were born innocent people. What do you say about the government now wanting to disrespect that, break that down?
Kunabantu abazali babo abashonele ezandleni zabo. Uyazi uma wakho washona ebulawe lesisifo socansi. Uma wakho wayinakekelo wena, wena ubusuwazi ucansi, usungoba mawusulazi ucansi uzolwenza, uzonakekelo ubani?
You, maybe you were cared for by your mothers. Maybe many mothers have now, because of AIDS, passed away. And maybe if she passes away, who will care for you if she is no more?
Kunabantu abadlwengulingana. Abantu abadlwengulingana ngibona ingathi manje sebezoba neziqo zokuthi ingane emayedlwengulile ethi hayi bengiyenza into efunda ngayo.
You will have people now raping children. And then to get his, so to say, get his degrees. And he claims he has now raped a girl. And you will be sitting with the shame and the disgrace and all the oppression of being raped.
Masikhale nkulunkulu. Into ezosiza ukuthi sibuyele kuye unkulunkulu. Sizikhalele. Uzothola ihomework esikoleni ethi ibhala ngesifundo socansi. Ubaba noma ubhala ngesifundo socansi uyabhala ukuthi ubaba noma benzani ekamerweni.
Now just think of it. What will all this education bring us? You will have to go home, write a composition about sex. Well, you've got your parents. You will now make up stories about your parents. What will this impregnate into your mind, into your very life, your whole being?
Masingavumi uhulumeni asibulale sibhekile. Mayiqonda ukusibulala makafaka umuthi emanzini sife sonke. Hayi asibulale kancane kabuhlungu kanjena. Ngiyabonga kunecule lolote engifisa ukulicula ebese ngiyagoqa umuntu nje wodwa.
What do we say? What is our response to the government wanting to advocate this sex education? It will be the degrading of our youth. What are you going to do? Allow me to end by singing a song.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu osipha leli thuba ekuseni nje.
We thank the Lord for granting us this opportunity this morning.
Sibonga kho konke esesikuzwile kuze kube manje.
We are so thankful for all that we have heard until now. As I was seated, I was deeply moved when I heard the testimony of our sister Nozipho.
Okungithinta kakhulu ukukhuluma ngendaba ukuthi lapho eselungisa indaba yakhe noNkulunkulu waqala wakwazi ukuzwa iphimbo likaNkulunkulu likhuluma naye.
And what struck me especially was when she said that after she had made right her life with God, had been reconciled to him, she could start hearing the Lord's voice speaking to her.
Angazi noma nimzwe kahle yini uthi izwi lakhuluma naye ngisho nangendlela yokugqoka ukuthi nakho kumele ugqoke awusakwazi ukwenza lokho izwi likhuluma naye.
I don't know if you grasp that the Lord spoke to her the Lord's voice would speak to her, teaching her, even teaching her how to dress.
Besuza umuntu ehamba ephupha uma esehlulwa ukukholwa athi hawu leli bandla nemthetho ukuthi ungagqoki kanje kundi inwele nani nani akekho othe kunozipho yenza ini kodwa uthi uNkulunkulu uthe.
And then you get people that get completely confused and people that go and speak things that maybe we can just call it rubbish. They go and when they cannot walk this walk of faith and they fail on this way, they go and make accusations against the mission, saying this is a legalistic place where there are so many laws of what you may wear, what you may not wear, how you've got to cut your hair and whatever. Nobody made those laws to Nozipo. She heard the voice of the Lord speaking to her and teaching her.
Ngicabanga ukuthi Nozipho wahlangana nalo Jesu nami engahlangana naye owangifundisa. Angizange ngitshelwe mina la ekhaya ukuthi fanele ngifake ishethi ngaphakathi, fanele ngingagundi amakhathi. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wakhuluma indlela engigqoka ngayo, angitshelwa umuntu kodwa uNkulunkulu okhuluma nami.
I believe Nozipho met with the same Lord Jesus with whom I also met and who taught me how to dress. Nobody had to tell me, you know, tuck in your shirt now, have a decent haircut. The Lord taught me that.
Angwagqoki lamabhluka oma tight fit, ongazi noma igula ngenhla noma yini. Angizange ngitshele umuntu. Hayi ngoba nginayo imali yokuthenga, kodwa uNkulunkulu oshaya umthetho kimi. Akekho umuntu wakwama phambi kwami ngitshethe ngingenzi i.
And I don't wear those extremely tight fit pants and when you see how people wear them, you're not sure what they actually are at the top. You can't really understand why people wear things like that. No, it's not because I don't have money to go and buy those things, but the Lord taught me how to dress modestly and decently. But before I go off too much at a tangent, let's now turn to the Lord's word. And we read from John chapter 10 and verse 10.
Singakafunda ke sithandaze.
Before we read the Lord's word, shall we still pray?
Ekuseni Baba othe sezulwini siyakukhothamela.
Lord, this morning we bow before you.
Sikukhothamela Nkosi ngoba sifisa ukuba sikunikeze udumo ngoba lungolo lwakho.
Lord, this morning we bow before you. We want to acknowledge and honor you. Because you are worthy.
Siza kuwe Nkosi manje sizendlala phambi kwakho sifuna wena ukhulume nathi.
And Lord, we come and we are prostrate before you, asking you to please speak to us.
Nampa Nkosi abantu bangabakho ngiyacela Nkosi ukuthi ukhulume izwi lakho kubona.
Lord, here are your people. Here is your nation. Please would you speak your word to them? Please anoint your word that it may be life-giving.
Amen.
Amen.
John 10, verse 10. Isela kalizi kungengokweba nokubulala nokubhubhisa. Mina ngize ukuba babe nokuphila babe nakho kuchichini.
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
Sihlangene la ngalezi insuku sibuka indaba kaJoseph.
As we together these days, we are especially looking at the life of Joseph.
Sibuka insizwa eyazimisela ukuba imkhonze uNkulunkulu.
We look at a young man who was determined to serve God.
Insizwa ethe noma izinto zikhona amatafule dekiwe phambi kwakhe kodwa wazimisela ukuba amkhonze uNkulunkulu.
A young man who had all the opportunities of being involved in the world and doing these things but who decided instead to serve God.
Ngazo lezi insuku masibuka impilo kaJosepha ngaba nalento enhlizweni yami ukuthi abafowabo bahluleka ukubamba imfihlakalo.
When I looked at the life of Joseph these days, I thought that Joseph's brothers, they really missed grasping the secret and mystery of God.
Naphakathi kwethu njengoba sihlangene ngalezi insuku bakhona labo abazombulelwa imfihlakalo kaNkuluNkulu bayibambe kube khona labo abazolahlekelwa imfihlakalo kaNkuluNkulu.
And as we are together these days, there are those who will see and who will have God's mysteries revealed to them, but there are those who will miss out on it, who won't see it, and it will pass them by.
Iphutha lika Josepha kubafowabo abalibona labo ukuthi axoxe lokhu uNkulunkulu akwambule kuye.
The mistake and the sin of Joseph that his brothers criticized him for was the fact that he spoke about and shared about that which God had shown him.
Lokhu uNkulunkulu ayekwambule kubo bahluleka ukukuthatha bakwamukele babonga uNkulunkulu ngesipho abaphasona kodwa lokho kwadala ubumunce empilweni zabo.
And that which God revealed, instead of them thanking God for it, taking hold of it and praising God for visiting them, granting them such a gift, instead it made them to become bitter and to have bitterness in their hearts.
Kubona kwambulekanga ukuthi le hleze lokhu kuyisipho sethu la emndenini wethu esiyokwazi ukuphila ngaso. Lo muntu uNkulunkulu akasiphe yena cishe uye siphephelo sethu siyophephela kuye.
They failed to grasp that God had visited their family and had granted them a special gift through their brother, and that through their brother they were going to be rescued, they were going to be saved, but no, they didn't accept that.
Kodwa esikuphawula kwempilweni kaJoseph ukuthi noma bafowabo bethengwe isitha basivumele isitha sangena ngomona sangena ngokuphakama kubo kodwa kumguqulanga uJoseph ukuthi abe uJoseph owakhethwa uNkulunkulu.
On the contrary, we see with Joseph that even though his brothers hired people, got people to tell him, to sell him off and to take him into exile and do all that which they did to him, he did not become bitter. He did not become resentful, but he accepted that from the hand of God.
Kodwa izwe silifundayo uJohani uyabhala ngombono ngalokhu uNkulunkulu akwambule kuye usichazela uJesu.
And here we find John sharing with us what the Lord had revealed to him.
UJohani ukhuluma ngokuthi isela kalizi kungesikho nje ukuba libulale liphubhise lichithe.
And he says the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
Ngalemzuzwane embalwa abantu abashakene ngivumele ke sibuke impilo yesela isebenza phakathi kwethu nangathi uqobo njengoba sihlangene la.
Young people, allow me to share with you a little bit about the life of a thief and the thief who works in our midst and moves amongst us as we are here.
Njengalokhu sihlangene la uJesu wenzile umusa wayenza indlela yokuthi mina nawe sibe khona la kodwa noma sesikhona la isela likhona liyahamba phakathi kwethu.
As we are together here, the Lord has shown us mercy and grace that you and I could be here at this conference at this time. It's very special grace, but at the same time, the thief who doesn't rejoice about it, he moves amongst us to rob us of this opportunity.
Umisela liza alvani dlove kodwa libheka amathuba elingakwazi ukuba liwasebenzise.
And the thief wants to use each and every opportunity that he can get hold of.
Isela umaliza alizi uzokwazi ukulibona ukuthi isela leli liyazifihla ze ungaliboni.
And when a thief comes, a thief doesn't come openly. It comes very slyly. It disguises itself. And it comes in a way that you cannot recognize the thief.
USathane uma efika empilweni yekholwa akafike uSathane ofaka impondo ephethe imfoloko yakhe kodwa ufika ngendlela enhle nezothi makaqhamuka amukeleke ekholweni.
When Satan comes to you as a believer, he doesn't come with his horns and his tail and his fork that you can recognize this is the devil. No, he will come to you in a way that looks like an angel of light, that you will be able to accept him.
Umusathane zentombini uze gibele umfana, umfana akhuluma amazwi amahle, azaphoze mayekhuluma nawe, azanwa ikhanda, athi akekho umuntu omuhle njenganawe, kanti isela ligwibele insizwe ebukeka uhandsome phambi kwamehlo akho.
When he comes to you, young girl, he may come to you in the form of a handsome young boy. A boy that when he speaks to you, scratches his head and he says he's never met another girl as beautiful as you are on the face of the earth. And he tells you all sorts of nice soppy stories. But in the meantime, that's the thief that has come to you to steal and to rob.
Umusathane zakuwe ntombi akazufika kutshela ukuthi hayi ngusathane mina ngizela ukuzokudicilela phansi kodwa uzofika kuthembisa lento esenhlizweni yakho ethandayo ufuna umshado na ufuna ukubizwa ngomesi sisibanibani ifika insizwe ikuthembisa izulu nomhlaba kanti usathane isela lizila ukuzobulala lichithe libhubhisi.
When the devil comes to you, young girl, he doesn't come to you and introduces himself and let me introduce myself to you. I am Mr. Devil. No, he'll come to you with things that you would like to hear, with things that you desire in your life. Maybe you desire marriage. Maybe you want to be called Mrs. So-and-so. So he'll come in that way, knowing what it is that you want. But it's the thief coming to rob, to steal, and to destroy.
Umisele lingusathane liza kuwe lizofika likhuluma kahle lizofika likhuluma ngamazwi akitazayo wamnika indlebe usathane uyithathile impilo yakho.
And he'll come to you with words that tickle your ears, words that are so smooth and flattering, and you lend your ear to that. You lend your ear to Satan.
Uzofika uSathane kuwalideki tafula maye kuwe mntwana kaNkuluNkulu makungambulekile ukukhanya kaJesu kuwe wadla kulo lelo tafula maye kuwe.
He'll lay the table before you with all types of delicacies. Woe to you unless Jesus has revealed to you the danger of that. You eat of that and you'll eat poison.
Lalela uminsizwe ufika kuya kuncenga ikubize ngawonke amagama amakhulu othando uzuvume umvumele ngamhlazane wadla kuloshizi lo akawuphinde akuhloniphi.
And you, he'll come to you and he'll even say love poems to you. He'll have the most wonderful vocabulary that you've never heard in your life before. You'll be given all sorts of names. You lend your ear to that. You eat of that, you eat your death.
Umesancenga uphulula izandla, iyodwa into akayifunayo, vuma wena dedela ushizi. Ngamhlazane wawudla ushizi, akayophinda kubize ngomama ngomtakwethu yokubiza ngofokofo, awuphendulanga ngani ucingo lami izolo ngikwatsaphelile wangaphendula ngani. Ngani na? Isela lizi kungesikho ukuchitha nokubulala nokubhubhisa.
And he'll come to you and he'll praise you. He'll speak so well of you, but in fact, there's only one thing that he wants from you, and once he's got that which he wants from you, that he'll despise you, he'll look down on you, he'll trample you to the mud.
Uzofika kuSathane ntombi akhulume nawe athi akekho umuntu omuhle njenganawe ngenxa yokuthi sekuduma ukuthi umuhle awusamazi ngisho noma wakho ukuthi uyini ekhaya.
And he'll tell you, you know, you're so beautiful from the top to the bottom. Nobody's been created like you. And then you're so taken up by that and you're so swept along by that that you even forget your own mother and father at home and you don't respect them anymore.
Utshela ukuthi uyathanda umuhle wakhohlwa into eyodwa ukuthi umuhle kuye awumuhle kuthina sonke.
And then he'll tell you, you're so beautiful, but you know, you forget that maybe You're only beautiful to him because he's praising you, not really because it's like that.
Lalela nsizumise lalifika kuwalizofika lihisela lizofika lingenitha ukuzuba umjitha ukuzuba islovers awushaye kancane mfethu uyishaye nawo babone bacimeze babheke phezulu bayikhipha intuthu kube ngathi iphuma kushemula kubukeka sengathi kuhle kanti isela lize ukuzochitha nokubulala nokubhubhisa.
That thief will come to you very slyly. He'll have his dark glasses on his head. He'll have a cigarette. He'll blow those rings of smoke. He'll look so smooth. He'll look so sophisticated. In the meantime, it's a thief that's coming to rob and kill.
Namhlanje insizwa zizigqila isakwazi ukuzikhulula kwaqala kahle kufaka uthayi kuheha kubukeka kukuhle kanti sitha yisela lizila ukuba lichithe libhubhise.
Today you're a slave. Today you're in bondage. But at the beginning, that person came to you dressed with a tie. He looked so good, so sophisticated, so handsome, so good looking. In the meantime, it was the devil using that form.
Gobu Satanu zilu krita nok pupis. Awsa wazna nok bon guta iplu eliawa man. Tika gubesenga tuklarani parantu bula boktrin. Ukfeziskin sakosanga pants.
And even you, young men, because the thief has come to you, he's deceived you, he's hoodwinked you. You don't know anymore even what you're doing. You're wearing your pants halfway down your buttocks and then you think that looks good because they're showing what kind of underwear you're wearing.
Sekhomba ukuthi izinto ziqala ukuphambana, isala liphezulu komsebenzi, liyachitha, liyabhubhisa kubheke kufeni. Sewukhohlwa na ukuthi hayi awuzange ukame, uhambe uye phakathi kwabantu ikhanda liganyiwe, uze ulihlikihle impela, ufuna ukubonakala cha ulenze ngamabomu.
And you cannot even dress yourself decently. You cannot be decent. You've got unkempt hair. And you even rub your hand through it as if you're showing that you're doing it on purpose. And you don't realize that you've been deceived. The thief has come and robbed you of what you've got.
Lalela ntombumisela selifikile likhuluma kahle uma sezonakela izinto lithi selikhona umaxazilula hamba uye clinic ziyazala ezakweminye imizinga nawuzali wena kodwa uyalala ubuya ngokuzolala.
And then when things go wrong and things go skew and don't go according to plan, then this person will come to you and say, look, you know, I've got all the solutions, don't worry. There's mother so-and-so. We can go to her. She can solve this problem. She can do this abortion. Nobody will know about it. And other homes, they're having babies. In your home, there are no babies.
Unegama lokuthi uyahlonishwa kini wena ubizwa ngentombi kanti abazi ukuthi intombi ixhaswe ngamaphilisi.
And they call you Miss So-and-so. They think, you know, you're still a young, pure young girl. In the meantime, it's pills and all sorts of other solutions, and that's the only reason why you don't have babies.
Lalela ziyakhala lezongane ezibulawa ngemjovo nangamaphilisi zifuna amagamazo zifuna izibongo zazo zikhala semathumbini etoilet uma zikhala zifuna amagamazo zikhala kuwe leso sono simi sikulindile.
But let me tell you, the voices of those unborn babies that have been killed, they are crying out to God from wherever they are, be it in the pit toilet, be it flushed down the toilet, wherever it may be. They're crying out. They say, what is our surname? And that's a crime before God that God will ask you to say about it, what you've done about that.
Umaskalas kaleloni nabazo insizwa wena insizwa wayiphika leyo ngane ekhalenti abe noma ekhale toilet leso sone siyofunya no nina was nawe isa usali ngaphandle.
You'll have to give an account of that before God one day, and you young men, you're not excluded from that either.
Isela kalizi kungesikho ukubulala nokuchitha nokubhubhisa.
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
Kodwa uJesu zilo ukuba sibe nokuphila, sibe nakho kuchichime.
But the Lord, the good shepherd, has come that we may have life and life to the full.
Kodwa lo zilo ukuba sibe nokuphila, sibe nakho kuchichime, uye lwesingamfuni, uye lwesimflathelayo. kodwa yena uzile ukuba sitakule emaketangeni kaSathane.
But he who has come that we may have life and life to the full, he is the one that we don't want. He is the one that we reject. In the meantime, he has come to free us from our chains.
Lo wesingamfuni uyo wamgcina uJosepha wamgcinela nobumsulu wabakhe. Noma unkosikazi kaPotifar esethi lala nami, wathi noma ngabe lidekiwe itafula, ngiyamazi mina ofuna ngibe nokuphila, ngibe nako kuchichina.
He is the one who kept Joseph even in that time of temptation when Potiphar's wife came and took hold of him and said, lie with me, sleep with me. God was able to give him the victory in that situation.
Makholumu Satana fike kholweni ungena ngomoya omuhle aqala thatha imizwa yokuzwa ukuthi isono lesi umkho ikholwa lihluleke ukuhlukanisa ukuthi okaNkuluNkulu lokho akusikho lokaNkuluNkulu sengena ubuthaka ekholweni ngani na isithu Satan uma sifika asizivezi su Satan.
You know the strategy that Satan uses when he comes to you as a believer, first of all, he'll rob you of your discernment. You'll no longer be able to discern that this is sinful and this is not. Everything becomes the same to you. And you then get involved in that sin. This Satan, the devil, has robbed you of your discernment.
Lalela uSathane ufike kahle kuwentombazane yami ebandleni lakini uyathenjwa ucula makuthiwa khorasa ushaya indumiso kudilikizwe lulihambe phansi emhlabeni. Kodwa uhamba umkhonzi uNkulunkulu umelene naye akhulume nawe ugqoke ekuseni lokho akungikhazimulisi uhamba yohlabelela wehlisa liphezulu wehlisa isihogo sehlisele ebandleni lakini.
You as a young girl, you're so gifted, you sing like a nightingale, you sing choruses. When you sing in the church, everybody says, you know, it's like heaven coming down to earth. But in the morning, when you wake up and you get dressed, you resist the voice of him who speaks from heaven. When he says to you, that which you are wearing now doesn't glorify my name, that's not bringing heaven to earth, it's bringing hell to earth. Then you don't listen to him, you reject him.
Namhlanje kuyisonto.
Today is Sunday.
Sonke sikhona la emasontweni akithi. Sigqoka ngalendlela esigqoke ngayo namhlanje oba sila enkonzweni.
Do we, when we are at home, dress as we are dressed now, as we are here in church?
Ekhaya kini ngesikhathi upakisha impahlo ezisesuitcase-ini lakhe lezo zipakishe phambi kwama wakho noma uye wapakisha phambi kwama wakho walala wabuye wazikhipha ngoba ufuna ukuyosho offer kwi-conference kwasiza abantu uSathane ekuhlebezele.
When you packed your suitcase at home, was your mother there with you? Did she see everything that you packed in? Or is it afterwards when she left, you took out some of the things, you added some other things that she didn't know of because you wanted to come and show off when you come to the conference? That was what Satan whispered in your ear.
Omunye washaya ucingo ngalezi insuku ethi ufuna ukuza la enkonzweni.
Somebody phoned these days and said, I'd like to come to the services.
Uthi, ngifuna ukuza enkonzweni.
I said, do you want to come to the conference?
Ngithi sawubona.
I said, good day.
Ngithi ngifuna ukuza enkonzweni, ngithi ninjani?
And the person said, you know, I want to come to the services. I said, how are you?
Lapho kasiza abantu kuvumelekile nje bangifuna ukuza enkonzweni ukuthi ngingagqoka i-tight neskipa.
I said, when I come there to the mission, may I wear my tights and my half-size skipper?
Ngithi mina ngithi ngizama ukukusiza ukuthi siqalaphi. Uqala phela kumuntu ongamazi ukuthi sawubona. Njani siphile bese ke sesingena odabini.
I thought I'm just trying to help the person that when you first of all speak over the phone, at least you introduce yourself to one another, you greet one another, and then you get onto the topic.
Uthi cha ngifuna ukwazi ngoba ngifuna ukuze engonzweni mina anginazi iketi nginama tight ngingayiqonga ni tight esontweni.
And the person said, you know what, I don't have own any dresses or skirts, may I come there with my tights?
We hasn't ten again.
You know what I said to her?
Get in the boom booze.
I said, why are you asking me?
And
I said, when you go to church, what do you wear?
ukuthi ngiyabuza nje ukuthi ngoba ngifuna ukuthi mase ngifike esontweni ngazi ukuthi ngiqoke ithayithi yami noma ngicha awugqoke nje obusuku edolobheni nje wenze lokhu nje okwenza moya edolobheni.
I said, well, look, you know, she said, no, I want to know, if I go to church there, how must I dress? Is this allowed? Isn't it allowed? I said, just dress as you come, as you normally dress. It's fine.
Ngingamazi, angaze ngimbone. Kodwa izolo ntambama mangifika nje ngithulula kade ngifika nabe ebusuku. Ngibona umuntu uyangibingelela, uthi hayi ngithi angizobo. Satan bengihlebezele ukuthi cha nje nama ke ngifike nje. Ngizobukwa. Hayi ukuthi anginazi igedi nginazi kodwa nje nami bengisafuna nje ukuzo njengoba ngenza nje bengisafuna nje nami ukuzobuka.
I don't know this girl. I'd never met her, never spoken to her before. But yesterday evening as I arrived, having been transporting people, somebody came to me and it was this girl. And she said, I just want to say thank you to you, you know, for your advice. Because actually, I do have skirts, I do have dresses. But I just thought, and this, the devil came to me, and she indicated with the fingers like that, I just wanted to come and be seen and be noticed. And that's how she spoke to me.
Akuyona nentombazane mhlamba use yabona akuseyona intombazane angimeli lapho akuseyona intombazane ukuthi intombazane kodwa manje efuna ukuzobukwa ngoba ngithi ngoba ngathi umama womuzi wakhe kodwa manje ufuna ukuhamba ngama tight ngoba ufuna nje naye uyabona ufuna ukuzobukwa.
Now when I look at her and I don't think she's a young girl anymore. Let me just end there. But, you know, it's like somebody who could already be like the mother of a home. But you want to come to a conference. You want to be noticed. You know, you want people to see you, who you are.
Banga gabala, abazile, gobanje cholelito, pasia mahala, uhlali figlonke, zwile kshunga pambi, konaman zashisayo, ukhona ukudla baze bachitha for free.
You know, how many are there that have come to this conference because there's free transport, there's free food that you can even go and just, you know, check out, there's hot water, all of this for free just because you want to come and do this.
Gisho nezinto ozenzayo azisizo lezo zimenyelwe ukuthi uze enkonzweni. Kodwa ubhizi ngakho akusikho lokhu okuzele. Ubhizi nezinto zesitha, zesela, kungekudala. Lizokwenza njani? Lizokubhubhisa.
And if you come here with ulterior motives, not because you want to hear the word of God, but because you're busy with the things of the enemy, let me warn you, it won't take long till the enemy, the thief, destroys you completely.
Kodwa uJesu zile ukuba sibe nokuphila sibe nakho kuchichime.
But Jesus has come that we may have life and life to the full.
Kungenzeka ukuthi ngobude bendlela sisivumelile isela lasirobha impilo yethu. Kodwa leli viki kuyiviki lokuba sibuyele kuye ozile ukuba sibe nokuphila sibe nakho kuchichime.
It may be because of the long distance of the way. You've maybe along the way been robbed of that which God has given you. And the thief and the enemy has come and he's stolen and destroyed what God has given you. Well, this week is now for that opportunity that you may come back to him who is the owner of life, the one who can give you true life and life to the full.
Now, mhlawumbe ngumama okhona la kuyisonto namhlanje. Hlezi uhleli la uyazibuka izinto isithe ezisenzile empilweni yakho nasempilweni nomndeni wakho. Kodwa namhlanje ukhona lozile ukuba sibe nokuphila, sibe nakho kuchichima.
Maybe as a mother, you realize and notice how Satan has destroyed your family and your life and everything pertaining to you. Well, this is your opportunity now to come to the one who has life and wants to give you life to the full.
Isitha besi emokhulu ukuthi sichithe sibhubhise. Kodwa yena uJesu zile ukuba zosihlangula, angagcini ukusihlangula bese sinikeza lokuphila okube sibe nako kuchichini.
The thief comes only to steal, to kill and to destroy. But Jesus has come to give us cleansing, that he would cleanse us and wash us. And after he washed and cleansed us, that he gives us life to the full.
Ume sefikile lo nikeza ukuphila akaphilisi nje mina kodwa uphilisa mina azagaphakele ngisho nasemndenini ume siza umama uzagaphakele ngisho einganeni ngisho nakubaba wekhaya ume siza ingane ingane izibe umthelela ngisho nasekhaya muvumele lo zilo kuba sibe nokuphila sibe nakho chichi.
And when Jesus comes and he gives us life, he doesn't just give me that life, but that life will come into my life, and then it will overflow to those around me. As a mother, it will flow over to your husband, to your children. As a child, it will flow over to the rest of the family. Allow him, therefore, to give you that fullness of life.
Isela lifikile lapubisa, lacekela phansi impilo yakho umuntu omusha. Kodwa nango zilo uJesu kuba sibe nokuphila. Awumvumele namhlanje ekseni.
Yes, the thief has achieved it in your life. He's destroyed the life of God in you. But now allow the one who's come to give us fullness of life, allow him to restore the years that the locusts have eaten.
Isitha siphumile ukudicilela phansi, siphubhise, kodwa uzile uJesu kuba sibe nokuphila. Bapha bafuna ukumthatha lo onikeza ukuphila, ukuphila okuchichimayo.
The thief has come to destroy. Jesus has come to give life. Where are those who will come to him to receive that life?
Uma namhlanje ekseni besinga gijimela kuye, simamukele empilweni zethu, ukuba sinikeze ukuphila, sibe nakho chichi. Uma sekuchichima sokwazi ukuphuma size sakhe ngisho izwe lakithi elibhubhayo.
Oh, if only we would run to him, receive him, embrace him, receive that life that he wants to give to us, and then that life will work through us and even bring healing to the nation.
Izwe lakithi kube ngathi limi ngekhanda sihlangene la namhlanje abantu abasha kudala izikole ziyavulwa niyahamba ingane zasemakini nani yofunda ngendaba zocansi ukuthi kwenziwane emakamereni sithuli kodwa sinaye nolethe ukuphila asinikeze kona chichimi uma ubekhona simamukele bengeke kube nje ezweni lakithi sikhona.
We have, the world is looking for a cure, the world is looking for a solution. We sit with that solution. We have the answer. How long haven't people gone to school and now they want to teach them CSE, comprehensive sex education, all the other things? Tell me, if we would truly have received the one who gives fullness of life, it wouldn't be like that in our schools. Why is it like that?
Uma yena ngithephila nokuphila kwakhe akasinikeza khona besizosukuma sime sichithe okubi kaSathane besizoba namehlo ukubona ukuthi lokhu okwesela nakho okokuphila kwaloyo zilo wanikela ngokuphila kwakhe wakuneka wakunekela umhlaba ukuthi akafe ukuze asithengele ukuphila uma sinaye bezingeke zibe nje izinto sikhona.
If we had truly received that fullness of life, we would have that authority, we would have that boldness and that courage to stand up against those things that are wrong. And we would have the discernment to see, this is from the enemy, this is from the one who's come to steal and destroy, this is from the one who's given his life for us, who sacrificed himself, who gave himself up, that we may receive life.
Iselakalizi kungesikho ukuchitha nokubulala nokubhubhisa siyakubuka usuku nosuku izinto ziza zimbozwe ngenethe train kanti ziphethe ukufa ama cellphone ethu abantu abasha siwathandayo asibhubhisile abaningi bahlele emasontweni bafile abakwazi ngisho ukulalela ikonzo kuyashinyela ababhizi bayachetha abanye abachethi nje ukuchetha babuka izithombe ezingcolile.
The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. And for a long time, Satan has brought to us things on a tray. But those things are decorated and they're covered. You don't realize they come with death. Like our cell phones, for example. Maybe right here in the service, there are those who are busy chatting away on their phones. Maybe not only chatting on their phones, but looking at dirty pictures right in the service. Look how clever you are and intelligent you are when it comes to these evil things. If only you would use your gifts and your talents to serve God, how much different wouldn't our families, our communities, and our schools be?
Umakuthiwa solver for X, kuduma upotiyane. Kodwa makuthiwa solver phansi kwedesk, yabona phansi kwedesk, kuthiwa solver for WhatsApp, uwazi kahle ukuthi uma uqala ngala isithupha sakho sisuka ngasesinceleni siyale, sibhala into engadideka efundakalayo, ungayibhekile. Uyabona ukuthi uhlakaniphe kanjani, kodwa uhlakaniphela izinto ezimbi.
You are so highly intelligent, but when the teacher asks you to solve for X, I don't know how you say it in English, you know, it's just blank. You don't know anything. But say solve for WhatsApp, and then you are below your desk, and you can't even press the right buttons, not even looking at the screen, and you can write something that makes total sense. You see how intelligent you are, but you can't use it for the proper thing.
Kodwa kuyigoqa yonke le ndaba bengifisa ukuthi ngithi ihlobo zami ngalezi insuku sibuka impilo kaJosepha futhi kube ngazi ukuthi kukhethwe kahle sibuka umuntu othathwe wangenziwa lutho wabukelwa phansi wadelelwa kuhanjwa naye sikhonjiswa ukuthi entweni edelelekile uNkulunkulu usebenza ngalokho akwenze kube into ehlonishwayo noma kube ubukhosi.
Look at how the Lord took Joseph, despised, looked down upon, nothing, sold off as a slave, but God could use him because he had given his life over to God. God could do something through his life. God could raise him even to the position of a king, and God can do that in your life if only you surrender your life to him.
Ntombi umnikile uSathane indlebe zonakala izinto ngiyavuma kodwa namhlanje kuseni ngiyakumema ake umnike uJesu indlebe umnike nenhliziyo ubone ukuthi izinto ngeke yini siguquke.
Yes, young girl, you've given your ear to Satan, you've listened to him, you've given him room in your life, and he's destroyed you. But I want to urge you this morning, why don't you give an ear to Jesus now? Give him a chance in your life and see what he will do in your life and how he'll change and renew you.
Yena okusebenzisile. Laze laguqulwa igama lakho kwakuthiwa uNonhlanhla ekhaya. Kwakuthiwa unozibusisa ekhaya. Sekuthiwa namhlanje unoziqalekiso. Lingaguqulwa leyo mpilo ngokuthi uyinike indlebe yakho kuJesu nenhliziyo enze umsebenzi ophelele empilweni yakho namhlanje hayi kusasa.
You've given your life, and you've given position or space in your life to Satan, so much so that you became despised. You were looked down upon. You became like a curse in your family. But if you give your life to Jesus, he can change you. He can restore you and do something new.
For we to Satan, we tatil impilo yako, evunyelwa wena, wagenda wakwenza ibhola, namhlanje ilencithakalo kuyo, ngenxa ukuthi wamnika uSathan. Kodwa ngiyakumema ngobubele bukaNkulunkulu namhlanje kuseni. Ubungemnikeni lelo thuba uJesu. Yena ozile ukuthi sibe nokuphila, sibe nakho ukuchichima. Yena okwazi ukuguqula isimo somuntu. Ubungemnika impilo yakho namhlanje. Enze okuhlukile. Enze umsebenzi opheleleyo. USathane uqalile umsebenzi. Wabuke kumuhle. Kodwa namhlanje nawe ufakazi ukuthi uyilento oyincithakalo oyiyo. Ngenxa ukuthi wadlala uSathane wakuroba njengesele.
Yes, young man. You've given Satan room in your life. He's made you to be a plaything of Satan, like a soccer ball that he kicks around. Today you can testify of how your life has been destroyed. It's in wreck and ruined. But allow Jesus now. Give him time in your life. Give your ear to him. Give your life to him and see what you'll do and make through your life.
Bazali bami abakhona la ngiyanimema ngobubele bukaNkulunkulu isitha sifikile sawuhlukanisa umndeni phakathi noma kuhleliwe etafuleni sekumfanekiso nthi kuyahlalwa etafuleni kuzodliwa uyedwa business cellphone yakho uzikhulumela nabakhe hayi abala etafuleni isitha sibe sengathi silethe ubucwebecwebe nentuthuko kodwa ezohlukanisa ubudlelwane bomndeni nobunye bomndeni kodwa ukhona lozili othi makafika sinikeze ukuphila azaphilise ngisho isimo somshado.
And parents that may be here, maybe in your families, Satan has brought about destruction. Yes, you sit around the family table at meals, but that's just on the outside because each one is busy with his own thing. This one is busy with his cell phone, chatting to somebody else, not somebody who's at the table. There's no unity. There's no harmony in your family. But allow him who's come to give us life to the full, allow him to work in your life and see what he will do and how he'll restore your family.
USathan uthola inxeba kuwena mntomusha ukuthi hayi mina vele anginababa anginama noma ngibaza abazali bami ngakho ke fayele ngihambe ngifuna uthando noma kuphi uSathan okuhlebele lokho kodwa unikeza uJesu ufunde nango mphambi kwakho kule ngaphandle kukaBaba kodwa ngizange ngibe ibhola likaSathan angizange ngizenze izinto zikaSathan nganikeza indlebe nenhliziyo yami kuJesu ngimi ngufakazi ukuthi noma ngabe uyintandane noma ngabe wazalwa waphikwa kodwa uJesu uzile ukuthi wena ube nokuphila ube nakho chichichi.
And you young girl, young man, maybe you grew up with this that you don't have parents, you're an orphan, and therefore Satan said you can find love somewhere else, and you went to look for it in the wrong place. But that's not necessary. Learn from the one who stands here before you. I grew up without my father, but I never became a plaything and the soccer ball of the devil to kick around. You can come to the Lord Jesus. He can give you what you need, and he can restore your life.
Laldegi witafu, laye kona ma ofa, kutuwa woza, wozo choina, kwa nuzo kotu, lo kutabangana netama, wozo kotu. Kodwa kwakuyitafula lezitha ngamazi okunguye ngidinga ukuba nginikeze ithemba lami nempilo yami kuye kungakho namhlanje ngimla ngiyakumema ngobubele bukaNkulunkulu noma ngabe uSathane ukubhukudise kokunjani awufunde nako mina ngikhule ekhaya awuthi mawubuza uthi uphi ubaba kuthiwa fokofu babo wakho wagi ngikane stulu wafa igama elithi umuntu ufile likhiphe idignity yobuntu limenze into angisiye nje umfana umampara womfana ngoba nakho angimazi ubaba ezami ingane ziyamazi uyise wazo ngoba ngafunda ngamaphutha kabani kababa wami wena uhamba uchamisela lonke ilizwe leli ngoba uthi wenze okwenziwe ubaba wakho abantu ababuka isono sababa wakho babuka wena bathimisela amathe kuwe kodwa uJesu angayiguqula impilo yakho namhlanje hayi kusasa.
I was offered so many opportunities to be involved in the world and the sins of this world, and they said, come and join our group, you know, yeah, you can forget about everything else. But I didn't listen to that. I considered the one who gave his life for me to give me life and life to the full, and I rather listened to him. I received that which he gave me, and today, even though I was despised, and they said, you know, you don't have a father, your father died in such a way, but today my own children know their father. I learned from the mistakes of my father, and I didn't want to repeat those mistakes. And today, my children have a father that is together with them and then raises them in a Christian family. So why don't you too come to the one who can give you life and life to the full, that you may experience the same? Thank you. Thank you so much. We thank the Lord for this service. And here, the illustration of Joseph. There's so much that the Lord still has in store for us through living examples. And we thank the Lord for this invitation to come to him. We said, no matter how wrong things may have gone,
noma uyibona ngathi lento eyimina into engasekho le akusasizi lutho sinikezwe ithemba nje ngoJesu uma sinikela kuyena kusekhona ukuvuka futhi.
And where one realizes my life is wasted, there's nothing left. Humanly speaking, there's no hope. But in Christ, there is hope. When we come to Him, He can make all things new. He can restore us.
Tomazan, noma ngabe uyibukela phansi vele uthi sekonakala.
You girl, even if you look at your life and you say, you know, my life is, there's nothing left of it. It's been destroyed.
Kodwa nale ithemba ngoJesu othi bheka ngenza konke kube kusha ngingu Alpha no Omega.
But here is this hope in Jesus Christ who says, I make all things new, the Alpha and the Omega.
Sizokwenza njena ke bantu abasha.
And people will do as follows.
Esijwayele ukwenza.
What we usually do.
Njalo emva kwenkonzo esuke sinayo.
Always after a service.
Sinikezela ithuba kulowo onemthwalo yakhe enombuzo. Ubani ongangethula lo mthwalo ongesinda kangaka.
We offer you that opportunity. Those of you who feel burdened, who've been convicted, and say, who can remove this burden from me?
Ngicela laba amama amashazi laphana. Bavimbe laba abaphumayo, sesizophuma vele. Akusekho isikhathi sokunyakaza manje ukwehla senyuka. Ake silalele lokho. Ngoba nokunyakaza lokho uyu Satan njalo.
So let's just listen to the end. Let's not allow the devil right now to move amongst us and distract us. And maybe some of you are already thinking of something else. You want to go out. But that's the devil. He wants to rob you of what the Lord wants to give you.
Njalo emva kwenkonzo sinikezela abantu ithuba lozo ezwa enomthwalo ngenkathi abanye bephuma ungaphumi wena sala khona kuzothandazwa nawe khona uzokwethula lomthwalo khona uzovuma lesisono esikhlukanisa noNkulunkulu nawe uhamba ukhululekile nawe uhamba ujabule wazi ukuthi kanti nami uNkulunkulu ungikhumbulile kanti nami uNkulunkulu ungithethelele ngobe ngakuthethelela nawe.
If you have a burden, if you are convicted of any sin, you can remain behind. There'll be those who can pray together with you. And then they'll pray for you and intercede for you before the Lord. Then you too can go with freedom, with liberty, with joy, with peace, that the Lord has remembered me, the Lord has forgiven and taken away my sin.
Sizohlukana phakathi la. Kukhona abazobuyela emakhaya bendiza ngenxa yesimanga esenzeke empilweni yabo. Banikele impilo yabo kuJesu, bathola ukuphila okusha. Awusoze wafana nalowo ongazange akwenze lokho.
We will be two categories here. There will be those who return home, so to say, flying, full of joy of what the Lord has done for him, for them during these services. But if you don't do anything, if you don't do what the Lord tells you, it won't be like that with you.
Abantu abadinga uNkulunkulu kulesi sikhathi, abantu abaphila kuleli zwe lakithi, abantu abaphila eNingizimu neAfrika, lapho kuphele khona ithemba, kuthiwa uJoseph umholi. Masibuke ubuholi esinabo kulesi sikhathi ezweni lakithi. Ubani othembekile? Ubani onqotho? Ubani esingabukela kuyena? Ubani esingalandela yena? Ngoba sinje nje nje. Kukhona abazuzile ngathi, kukhona abadlile ngathi, kukhona abathatha imali bekumele iqondane nathi ngesimanga sokuthi ebuholini babo bayicabangele bona kunokucabangela isizwe.
People need the Lord. South Africa needs the Lord. Just look at the state of our country. Look at the state of our people. And here we see Joseph held before us as a leader. Look at the leadership in our country. Where are their role models whom we can look up to, who are without corruption, whom we can take truly as leaders whose example we can follow? But it's all like that because of us here. Look at how we've been taken advantage of. Look how people have taken money that doesn't even belong to them. And they don't think of us, they just think of themselves. So we need the Lord.
God Jesu ngavusa abahola abasha phakathi kwethu behambela umgudu lo kaJosepha bese siyalonga izinto.
The Lord can raise new and young leaders amongst us who will follow the example of Joseph and whom God will be able to use like Joseph.
Let us stand.
Shall we pray?
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu esesizwile.
We thank you, O God, for what we've heard. The one who's got an ear to hear has heard. Only one thing, Lord, will help us. If we confess our sin,
as we've
heard, Lord, how Satan has robbed us of so much. Lord, help us that we may see where we have
sinned.
For Lord, you have told us, even though our sins be red as scarlet, they'll become whiter than snow.
Ngalokho khona ithemba uNkulunkulu ukuthi noma umuntu esethi ngingakwazi yini ukusizakala kulezi zinto kodwa mayeza kuwe evuma izono zakhe angakwazi ukuthethelela.
Lord, that shows us that there is hope also to the one and even to the one who's lost all hope and says, who can still help me when I'm in such a state? But when that person comes to you and confesses their sin, you will forgive them.
Siyacela ke uNkulunkulu kwangathi sonke ngothi lwethu sithengisise lelithuba.
Lord, help us, help each one of us to use the opportunity you have given us.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu wethu sisizwe sakusasa thina zingane.
For Lord, as we are here, as the youth, we are the generation of the future.
Uma nje siphenduka sibuyela kuwe.
And Lord, if we would turn to you, there is much that you'll be able to achieve and accomplish through us.
Singafana no Joseph.
We can take after Joseph.
Lelizwe lingaphila.
And this country can be healed.
Ngatholakala insizwa nentombi ezingafuza uJoseph.
Where there would be young men and young girls, young women who take after the example of Joseph.
Siyacela ke namanje noma siphuma ube nathi usale nabasalayo ababona ukuthi fanele besale belungisa indaba yabo.
Lord, please continue with us now, those who will be going out and those who see and realize the need to remain behind to get right with you.
Sibusisele nokuhle sokuhle.
Please also bless the food that we'll partake of.
Sicela lokhu ngokwethemba igama lakho.
We ask this trusting in your name.
Amen.